I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's big Champions League matchup against Lazio. Wow, this is a game that holds a lot for the future of Thomas Tuchel, maybe for the future of Bayern Munich, and definitely the future of this season, because if Bayern can't find a way to knock off Lazio, they are definitely looking at a situation where they will go trophyless this season. I think if you were a betting person, you would have to say that you would lay down some money on that right now. And I'm not talking specifically about the Lazio match. Bayern could get by Lazio by all means, but I'll say it looks very, very doubtful that this Bayern team has any chance to win the Champions League. And as we know, over in the Bundesliga, it is not a pretty scene. Bayer Leverkusen is just convincingly running away with the league. For a Champions League match, we'll look at the recent form of each side. Lazio has had some difficulty of late. Let's take a look at their matches since the beginning of February. They dropped a 3-1 decision to Atalanta. They beat Cagliari 3-1. They were able then on February 14th to beat Bayern Munich 1-0 in the Champions League. And of course, when we look at that match, we think about how apathetic Bayern Munich was for most of the match. We look at Bayern Munich, again, looking confused in the attack, not really having any urgency. It's been the theme under Thomas Tuchel, let's be honest. It's not something that has been a good situation for Bayern, to say the least. They don't look comfortable playing together in the attack. And I would say this, against Lazio, this is not a great Lazio side, but they came out hungry, they came out fast, and they were able to hold off that inevitable collapse that they were going to have, because they had run out of fumes there in the second half. And honestly, it looked like for a while Bayern might be able to take the match over. They could not. Lazio wins 1-0, and they run away from Bayern Munich, essentially, because at this point, heading into the Allianz Arena, Lazio has all of the momentum and the advantage in this individual tie. However, after beating Bayern Munich, they went on to lose 2-1 to Bologna. They did rebound and have a 2-0 victory over Torino on Thursday, February 22nd, but proceeded to lose two more matches. On February 26th, they dropped a 2-1 decision to Fiorentina. And on Friday, March 1st, AC Milan took down Lazio 1-0. So this Lazio side, as Maurizio Sarri pointed out, is fatigued both mentally and physically. They are beat up. They are tired. They're probably not well equipped to make a trip to Germany and beat Bayern Munich in the Allianz Arena. But that doesn't mean that Bayern Munich is really playing all that well either. So let's take a look at Bayern's February slate heading into this month of March. They beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 3-1. They dropped that infamous 3-0 decision to Bayer Leverkusen. Then on Wednesday, March 14th, they dropped that 1-0 decision to Lazio. Then Bayern proceeded to lose 3-2 to VfL Bochum. They did rebound to beat RB Leipzig 2-1. But of course, last Friday, Bayern had a very unfortunate 2-2 draw with SC Freiburg in a match that, quite frankly, Bayern had no right losing. They found a way to lose that match. And granted, all four goals in that match were spectacular. But if anyone thinks that this underachieving, really not all that great SC Freiburg side should be taking down Bayern Munich, or at least even earning a draw, you'd be crazy. So Bayern is continuing to underperform here. And I think if you're a fan of Bayern Munich, you are legitimately worried, even with the home field advantage, about how they come out against Lazio. Will they come out flat and unable to really do anything in the attack like we have seen so many times? Will they kill themselves with one or two defensive lapses that they can't recover from? It's definitely going to be a situation where Bayern is not a heavy favorite, even though they should be. So while I might pick Bayern Munich to win later in this match. I would not be shocked if they just come out and lay an egg, to be honest with you. So Bayern Munich, Lazio, that's where both teams stand and how they are heading into this showdown. It is rough on both sides. If you're a Lazio fan, you're probably a little energized that you hold a 1-0 advantage on aggregate, that you feel like the team is going to be able to rally and maybe try and pull off a draw. But you're also probably thinking about things in the back of your head, like this Lazio team has not been good of late either. And they are struggling probably even more than Bayern Munich is. So this is a golden opportunity for Lazio to come out and take down a European giant and do so in impressive fashion. And it doesn't mean Lazio will have any chance in the next round. But hey, they can hang their hats on potentially taking out the Bavarians on their home turf. That would be something. And when you look at that, I have to be honest, if it goes down like that, I don't see any way Bayern Munich should be able to keep or would be able to keep Thomas Tuchel at the helm of the club. And let's look at that. Let's look about what happens if Bayern wins, what happens if they lose. Let's start with what happens if they lose, because we just touched on it. Tuchel obviously is on very shaky ground. The club announced that they were going to part ways with him, but keep him on in this lame duck capacity, which I have ranted and raved about for weeks now. It doesn't make any sense. I don't care if there are a lack of caretaker managers. You don't need someone established to come in. You can basically take anybody with football managing experience and bring them in and just try and guide this team through the rest of the season. Nothing good happens with Thomas Tuchel at the helm the rest of the way. Bayern Munich's board needs to understand that. You can see it in the results. You can see it in the way the team plays. And the fact that they're continuing to do this right now and forcing this issue with a locker room that half of the players don't really respond to Tuchel, it to me is just throwing the season away. And it's really an affront to the fans who have supported this team. And yes, they've been critical, but they've supported this team for the last year through some really horrific decision-making to get to this point. And the fact that we're still here, the fans are still supporting the team and still trying to push this team to get a trophy out of what looks like a really lost season. The fans should be commended for it. But at the same time, the club needs to understand that they can't always rely on the unwavering and undying support of the fans. Like, fans are going to be irate about how this all plays out. And it might take until a couple of weeks after the season when it all sinks in. But a lot of the stuff that happened this season was preventable. A lot of the stuff that started with the sacking of Julian Nagelsmann has been preventable. But for whatever reason, Bayern continues to go down this path and make poor decision after poor decision. And now they're trying to save their season. They are trying to revive some hope of a Champions League title. And they're already behind the eight ball, behind 1-0 on aggregate to Lazio. Not a good Lazio side. So very disappointing. I feel like if this match results in a loss and Bayern is eliminated, they have no choice but to sack Tuchel immediately. And they can put in anybody. Bring Uli Hoeneß down from his perch and put him on the sideline. It really won't matter. The only thing that will matter is you won't have Tuchel there further damaging any relationships with players. And to me, that's the biggest problem. Why would you risk any further damage to some already volatile situations in terms of contracts? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But hey, I'm just some tool sitting behind a laptop with a microphone. As far as what happens if Bayern Munich wins, it probably does buy Tuchel a little bit more time. And frankly, I expect Bayern Munich to win. Why wouldn't you? They're the better team playing at home with only a 1-goal deficit on aggregate. They should be able to win this one 2-0, right? I mean, you would think a club at Bayern's level with the type of talent that they have, they should be able to do that. Anyway, if Bayern wins, I expect Tuchel to stay, but I think it will be on shaky footing and really be on a game-by-game basis. And I think that Bayern Munich, if they are actually thinking things through, are probably regretting that they made this decision to keep Tuchel in a lame duck status. I think that they're looking for an opportunity to get out of it, but honestly, something bad needs to happen for that to take place. So you know, if Bayern wins, Tuchel could be at the mercy of what happens next. And if he continues to win, it will probably prolong things for him. But if Bayern does advance to the next round of the Champions League and they get trounced at that point, which could happen, then I would expect Tuchel to be gone as well. So I think a lot does hinge on how the team performs today. But if they do win, I think fans who want Tuchel gone are probably going to be stuck with him a little longer. And at this point, I really just don't get what anybody is getting out of this. Sure, Bayern Munich doesn't have to go out and exert any effort and maybe pay a little bit extra to bring in a caretaker, but is it really worth the damage that could potentially being done that is potentially being done in that locker room? And that's what I worry about. There's been an awful lot of transfer rumors involving some very key players. And it seems like Bayern is on the verge of having this squad overhaul that we've heard so much about. It just might not be intentional. They might be bleeding players at this point rather than going out and bringing in other players to replace some of the current roster. So Bayern has a lot going on, as they always do, but this is a really tumultuous period. And it's a spot where Bayern Munich as a club needs to start to figure out what the future looks like, because it hasn't worked. I really feel like they've done a disservice to the fan base the last year and a half and what they've done. And we saw things start to go off the rails under Nagelsmann a little bit because he couldn't contain himself. And in the end, I do think, even though Nagelsmann was a intelligent hire at the time, there was a lot of risk associated with it because he just can't contain himself. And I think everyone knew that. And he couldn't contain himself to the point that he really coached himself out of a job. But to then bring in Tuchel and double down with an even more volatile personality, someone who has a long history of rubbing players the wrong way, it was just one mistake after another. And unfortunately for Bayern Munich, you get in this spot now where you have great talent. It just can't work together. It certainly is not working together under this coach. And it could be a situation where it's going to require a couple of years to rebuild. And sure, they will be the favorite for the Bundesliga next year. But as far as being a true European power and being a threat in the Champions League, we could be a couple of years away from that if there is as much change as has been rumored. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come down and break down the lineup, how Thomas Tuchel could set his boys out. I think there are going to be a significant amount of changes. I don't think the hashtag Mueller Mafia is really going to be happy with what they hear coming up next. So hang with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm bringing you the preview show. And as we left off, we were about to jump right into what Thomas Tuchel's lineup could look like. And of course, there are a lot of variables heading into this, some injuries, some suspensions. Dia Upamecano is not available. Nusar Mizrahi is out. Sacha Boué is out. Kingsley Coman is still out. Serge Gnabry could be back. There's a lot going on, so let's just jump right into it. In between the sticks, obviously, Manuel Neuer gets the call. Neuer, I honestly still go back to that Freiburg match. He made some spectacular saves. They easily could have lost that match if not for Neuer. I think that the guy has really done a tremendous job. I think he's proven that he is absolutely ready for one more season. And I think he's doing, I think he's had a great season. I'll be really honest about it. I did not expect him to do as well coming off of that massive broken leg injury that he had, but he's been fantastic and he makes the team so much better when he is in the net. At center back, I don't think that Tuchel has much of a choice here. I think he will ride Matthijs de Ligt, who is back off of a suspension in the Bundesliga for yellow card accumulation, and Kim Min-jae, who literally is running on fumes at this point. Tuchel could opt for Eric Dier. I just don't think he will here. I think one of the quotes that Tuchel had leading into the match from his press conference was lamenting the fact he has not been able to play the same back four together And in some ways, it tells us a lot about Tuchel's mentality, because he wants to play the same back four together, and he was mad that he couldn't do that because of injuries and whatnot. But yet, when he did have certain players together, he just rode them into the ground, even when he had options available to help rotate. So I do believe we will see De Ligt and Kim Min-jae at the center back positions. At outside back, Tuchel played coy about Alphonso Davies' status, but I don't think there's any way that Davies starts this game on the bench. He did come on for a sub appearance against Freiburg. Not that he made a massive impact in that game, but it is Alphonso Davies. He does bring that terrific element of speed that could be used both offensively and defensively here. Bayern is going to need all the help they can get just trying to claw back into this one. I mean, knowing you have to come in and try and win this one, it's going to be a tough task. So I think Davies sets you up a little bit better than Rafael Guerrero does. At right back, I think it's going to be Joshua Kimmich. I don't know. Kimmich has not looked great at right back. I don't know if Tuchel's comfortable enough with Konrad Laimer to put him back there. I think this is a real area of concern for Bayern Munich. I'm not so sure how bought in Kimmich is to playing right back right now. I don't know how invested he is into it. He has really struggled in my mind, and I think that Tuchel sees that as well. I know it's a weird run on injuries to right backs, and I know Kimmich might on paper be the best option. I don't know if this is a good idea against Lazio, where literally one slip up could cost you your entire Champions League campaign. So Tuchel has some thoughts, I'm sure, on this, and I'm sure he's got decisions to make, but I do think it will be Joshua Kimmich playing right back, which brings us to the central midfield, which is another really it's an area that could go a lot of different ways. I mean, you have Leon Goretzka and Alexander Pavlovich, who are two players who I think have been pretty good this season. Pavlovich, we talked about in depth. He has looked spectacular at times, does seem to have a couple of flaws in his game that he does look like he's working on. Another option you could see is Rafael Guerrero used there. Wouldn't shock me to see Tuchel try and vary it up and play Guerrero in a more defensive role in the midfield. But I think in the end, he's going to examine everything. And even though he really doesn't like Leon Goretzka, I think he will realize that Goretzka probably gives him the best opportunity to impact the game positively. So I think he'll go with Goretzka and Pavlovich. I don't know if that will get the job done. I don't know that the team around them is playing well enough to really operate as a machine around that central midfield. But Tuchel really is limited in his options. I don't think he's going to use Laimer as a central midfielder at this point. I think Laimer's kind of in a lost zone. I don't think he really fits what Tuchel wants. I don't know that he fits in with the way the direction the club is going. He was really a Julian Nagelsmann signing, and when Nagelsmann got let go, to me, even though I think Laimer has a lot of really good qualities as a footballer, it just seemed like he was always going to be a one and done player because he's not going to fit. You need a coach with a vision for how to use him. And I just never saw how that was going to happen without Nagelsmann here. So I think Laimer will end up on the bench, and it will be Goretzka and Pavlovich manning the central midfield. The attacking group of four is where things get really interesting. And what we know is that Harry Kane is going to start regardless of his poor performance last Friday. I thought Kane did some things well, especially in the box. I thought he posted up well. His shooting was off, and that's going to happen with strikers from time to time. So I wasn't necessarily super concerned about that. But Kane has got to avoid falling into that trap of playing more like a midfielder and facilitating. Especially in this match, he is Bayern's best scoring option. He needs to be the target in the box. He needs to be on the ball in the final third, and he needs to be creating havoc in front of the net. Bottom line, he needs to be the striker that they signed to score goals. He needs to be the player who the team could depend on to be in the right spot at the right moment and to capitalize on a defense's weaknesses. Can Kane do it? Will he do it? I hope so, because he's done so many great things this year. But when he falls into that trap of falling in a little bit deeper, he might be on the ball a little more, but he's less effective for what the team really needs him to do. I hope that Kane is able to play like the player that Bayern Munich wanted him to be and that he's in position to score goals because they absolutely will need him. The other player that's a sure thing out of this attacking front four is Jamal Musiala. Musiala, of course, had a spectacular goal against SC Freiburg. One of the things that Musiala does bring is that element of dribbling and able to create chaos with his ability to dribble and take defenders on 1v1. Musiala has been up and down. He has had some great moments. He has had some bad moments. He has been a player that's been a little bit maddening for a little bit over a year now. I would hope in this kind of match that he's focused, that he's ready to go, that he is able to realize where his strengths lie. I think he will be back at the number 10 position, which is where he wants to be, which of course means that Thomas Muller is off to the bench. And I don't think Muller will be playing wing because I think Leroy Sané is back. He's healthy. And while Tuchel did not commit to starting him or even playing him yet, it does seem like Sané, if he is deemed healthy, will get the call and will be the player that Tuchel relies upon, because that's what Tuchel does. He takes a player and he will ride them into the ground. Hopefully this past week or so has gotten Sané healthy from his injuries. Hopefully it's gotten him some rest to get off that wear and tear that he had been subjected to. Sané is definitely the person who could be a difference maker if he's healthy and if he's focused and if he's confident. As far as the other attacker goes, I think Matisse Tell is going to get it. Yes, he had a wonder goal. It's a risky proposition right now. I don't like judging players off one game. And I think Tell had a very, very good game against Freiburg. And some of his other starts this season just hasn't been that good. So can he maintain it? Can he be consistent? I think the one thing we are learning about Tell right now is he has the capability to be a player in the wing rotation next year. And I think if you have Tell in that rotation and now you have Brian Zaragoza, you do have to start thinking about making some tough decisions. And the other three players affected by that are Sané, Serge Gnabry, who is supposed to be back this week and could be on the bench, and Kingsley Coman. And I think if the team really does decide it's going to dedicate more time to Matisse Tell, that Gnabry is probably a goner. And it might not matter if he's coming back today or if he comes back next week. It might not matter at all, because once the team makes that decision, if they're going to invest in Tell in terms of playing time, it's got to come at the expense of someone else. I don't think it will be Coman. I don't think Sané is going anywhere, despite some of the rumors. I know we've seen some rumors this week about Jamal Musiala. I don't know if they're true or not, but I don't foresee him going anywhere yet. This is a situation where Bayern as a club is going to have to decide what it wants to do, and it's going to have a fallout no matter what. So this is an audition for Tell. Can he do things consistently? Can he put two matches together that are quality? That's what we all need to see. So starting 11, Neuer, Kim Min-jae, Matthijs de Ligt, Joshua Kimmich, Alphonso Davies, Leon Goretzka, Alexander Pavlovic, Harry Kane, Jamal Musiala, Leroy Sané, and Matisse Tell. Well, is that enough to get the job done against Lazio? You would think so, but hey, crazier things have happened. How do I think this game is going to play out? Part of me, and I cannot lie about this, thinks that Bayern is going to collapse again. They're going to fall behind 1-0 early, struggle to get back in the game, try and get it to try and maybe even take a 2-1 lead, but in the end, it won't be enough for Bayern to advance. So there's that little part in the back of my head saying this is what's going to happen. Then there's the other side of my head that's probably not as realistic and maybe is more oriented to dreaming things up. I feel like Bayern Munich at some point has to be Bayern Munich, that they cannot go through this whole season and play like this team that we've seen, that's just a shade of its former self. And I worry that so much has sunken in over the course of the season that they're unable to really dig down deep and draw that Bayern style of play out, that mentality. They to draw it all out and to put it back within the squad. We certainly know it can't be coming from Tuchel. A lame duck coach cannot impact a team like this. So whatever happens has to come from the players. They have to decide themselves how they're going to approach this. They have to decide themselves what the mentality is going to be. Are they going to be resilient and attacking and play with urgency? Or are they going to be apathetic and feel bad for themselves? Which both of those scenarios could play out that way. We could see both things. I'm going to say that Byron's going to dig deep. I'm going to say that they are going to realize how dire this situation is and that they're going to come out and score 3-0 victory. I know it's probably a pipe dream filled with crack and angel dust and every other kind of drug you can imagine. Maybe some LSD too. Maybe it's just a big cocktail of hallucinogenics. I don't know. But I think Bayern Munich at some point has to show itself. And I think this is going to be the time. 3-0 victory. They will save Thomas Tuchel's job, whether they want to or not. But if something happens and they do slip up, the other prediction I have is that Tuchel will be gone the next day. So that's what we've got for this preview show. If you have not listened to our flagship program, I Need No Name and Siler dig into this match as well. So definitely give that a listen. You know, we want to keep the same format, keep the same shows going, but you know, sometimes the content, you want to hear different takes. And I know that those guys had some different ideas than I did. So give them a listen over at the flagship. Check out all of our podcasts while you can. We always appreciate those downloads. And, you know, as always, you can get in contact with us either at BavarianFootballWorks.com or via social media, where you can get me at the Barrel Blog. You can get the site at BavarianFBWorks. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. And you can get our Tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. I don't know Siler's new handle. I need to get that from him. I'm slacking on that. This has been like week two of not knowing his Twitter handle. But I will get that and I'll make it part of our rundown. So appreciate everyone listening. Enjoy the match on Tuesday. It should be a very tense one. So maybe you should have a beer or two to calm your nerves a little bit, because Bayern's season does hang in the balance. I think we're all writing off the Bundesliga, but if you're an optimist, you might believe they still have hope in the Champions League. So enjoy that match. Have a couple of those beers on me, and we will see you next time.